Google threatens to pull out of Australia. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. From the BBC World Service, I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning, great to have you with us. Google has threatened to pull out of Australia over a row on royalties. Its government has argued that because search engines gain customers from people who want to read the news, they should pay newsrooms a fair fee for their journalism. It's also arguing the case for financial support for the flagging print news industry, a sector it describes as being vital to democracy. From Sydney, here's the BBC's Shaima Khalil.
Google, Facebook and other big tech firms have been resisting a proposed legislation which will force them to negotiate with Australian news outlets over payment for the content which appears on their platforms. Google's threat to remove its search engine from the country is its most severe yet. The company's managing director in Australia, Mel Silva, told a Senate hearing that the laws were unworkable.
If this version of the code were to become law, it would give us no real choice but to stop making Google search available in Australia. The code's final offer arbitration model with biased criteria presents unmanageable financial and operational risk for Google.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said lawmakers would not yield to threats. The government has argued that because the tech platforms gain customers from people who read the news, they should pay newsrooms a fair amount for their journalism.
Shaima Halil reporting. UK retailers have told the BBC they might have to burn returned goods from the EU as it would be cheaper than shipping them back home. They say the new rules have put costly duties on returns at a time when shops and services are already struggling. The BBC's Simon Browning explained that retailers are concerned that they might have to stop selling beyond UK shores.
So here's the example. A German shopper maybe in Frankfurt buys some goods from a UK retailer. Lots of them have been receiving a new customs bill because effectively that customer is importing those goods from the UK, and lots of them have simply said, I don't want it, I'm not paying it, take the goods away. And they're going back to courier depots. For these retailers to get the goods back, they're having to pay more customs charges for them to go back into the UK. A second lot of administration and a second lot of customs charges just isn't worth it. And we're just going to dump the goods because often the value of what's in the parcel just isn't worth all the admin.
The fact that retailers feel that actually abandoning the goods would be a cheaper option than getting hold of them, is that because of these customs charges?
Yes, as we understand it, there are, in some instances, 3 to 4 separate types of customs charges that have got to be administered when goods are now crossing from the UK to the EU and the EU back to the UK. And retailers, in the fast environment that they work, they don't have the time to administer all this. The cost of the administration to bring the goods back is just too high. Now, I've heard from one retailer, there's such a backlog of goods at one warehouse that they've been charged £18,000.
That's about $22,000.
To get these goods back from the warehouse on the continent back to the UK. And they're looking at it and just thinking, what do we do here? Are the goods even worth it? Is it easier just to write off the administration, write off the charges and just move on?
The BBC's Simon Browning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at the markets. Stocks in Asia ending the week in negative territory, with shares also lower in Europe in early trading. Now, around the world, thousands of cinemas are currently closed because of coronavirus. But is it only the effect of the pandemic which is making 2021 a year of change for cinemas? The BBC's Vincent Dowd reports.
World War II drama Betrayed ought to be playing at the cinema in Longyearbyen on the remote Norwegian island of Spitsbergen, the most northerly permanent cinema in the world. But manager Ara Nundal has just had to close for a second time as Norway tightens COVID restrictions.
We're all waiting for the big blockbusters to come back again, and cinema is very important to get a sense of normality.
Even in remote Spitsbergen, he says, people now have other entertainment options, such as staying home to watch a streaming service. Disney Plus has been playing in Norwegian, the animation Onward, and much else.
People have very good broadband, so they have all streaming services available, both national and international, like Netflix, HBO, etc.
Gene Delvecchio of the Marshall Business School in Los Angeles says an audience move to streaming services was coming anyway.
COVID simply accelerated changes that were already in place. And, you know, theaters were already struggling. So it probably would have taken another 5 years to get to where we are. But the pandemic instantaneously made this happen.
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
The new Bond adventure, No Time to Die, was to have hit the big screen last April. COVID has now seen it snatched from cinema schedules three times. Film journalist Louise Tutt.
Box office is down 70-80% year on year in major markets. People who have suffered the most are the cinemas, some small and medium-sized chains, and perhaps even some bigger ones might go out of business.
In September, Disney abandoned most of the theatrical release of Mulan. So will other big titles now skip cinemas totally?
Disney took a very pragmatic decision. It needed to get Mulan out to as many people as possible. Studios are going to take a view which films are going to work best where.
This is Herman Mankiewicz, but we're to call him Mank.
Netflix are hoping its prestige project Mank may take Best Picture at this year's Oscars. If that happened, that would be a sign of major change in the world of film. I'm the BBC's Vincent Dowd for Marketplace.
And we're hearing James Bond fans are a little shaken but not disturbed by the news that the latest release of 007 is to be delayed yet again. It's Friday, I'm allowed to be cheesy. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.